Blog Talk Radio.
I gotta tell what I feel. I gotta talk about my life as I see.
Welcome.
You just tuned into the Hour Show.
-10.
And it is the biggie.
It is the biggie.
It's your boy Journey Gray.
Journey.
I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, man, cabbage packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghostwriting, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm Poseidon. When I'm writing to the score of my life, through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, lightning bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the Hummer. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King when the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this trilogy. Plate, bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we come you through your stereo.
This is Journey Brave, and you are now tuned in to the D-Hour Show.
Monifa, Kiki Wyatt, and Selena Johnson. Everybody knows
all the fans of the Hour Show know, we had Selena Johnson on the show. Next week, we will be talking to Monifa. We'll have her on the show next week, talking with her, as well as many others. So definitely, it's going to be a great show tonight, and we're glad you guys decided to hang out and join us tonight on this lovely Celebrity Thursday, no doubt. I got my boy, my co-host, my man, Leo, in the building. What's going on, bro?
Everything is moving a little slow today, but I'm finally here at the radio show, and I'm ready to kick it with you and throw it down, you know, like we do always.
No doubt, bro, no doubt. You know, we got a nice one tonight, Leo. You know, me and him going to be joined by some beautiful ladies tonight. We're going to be definitely getting it in with them and, you know, talking about some of the many things that, you know, that got them started and some of the new things that they're working on, absolutely. And we're definitely going to be touching on with them their thoughts about the music industry today and what's going on in music today. So we're going to be getting it in with them. And if you are a hip-hop artist, if you are R&B artist, and you'd like to have, or if you are a spoken word artist, poet, you'd like to have your music played on the show, you'd like to recite some of your incredible poetry, what we like to call flame poetry, on the D-Hour show. You like to do that, you like to be interviewed, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us at MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search the keywords D-Hour show. Now,
I definitely got some artists to swing your right, D-Hour, too.
No doubt. And for those that don't know how to spell, we help you out as well. All you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. The D Hour Show does help those individuals who decided to drink, smoke, and party and not get their high school diploma when they was in high school. We help you out too. Absolutely. Now, kicking it, got my brother Leo in the building. We getting Leo, bro. I know you've been hearing some more news about my man Chad Johnson, man. I guess when it rains, it pours for my man Chad. You know, for those that don't know what happened to Chad Johnson, aka the former Ocho Cinco himself, there was a domestic dispute between him and his wife, Evelyn Lozada, and apparently, allegedly, Chad headbutted her. I don't know if he was reminiscing on some WWE moves. I really don't know what he was thinking about, but he headbutted her. There was a domestic violence charge. Boom. And for those that know football, know that the brother had just signed not too long ago with the Miami Dolphins to play with them this season. Unfortunately, because of the incident, Miami Dolphins dropped him. And then with the new news, his endorsements dropped him. And
wow.
his wife dropped him because Ms. Lozada allegedly is filing for divorce and, you know, and stating that Chad Johnson needs some help. I don't know, Leo, what you think,
bro? You just think back and regress on that moment in time when he decided to do so, and I just know he just wish he just hit rewind and just walked away from it, because that is a lot. So this is your whole life that's been erased for this one headbutt, and it's going to be hard for you to retract and recollect all that fame basically. That's amazing how one thing can change your whole life.
I agree, bro. I agree wholeheartedly with you, man. I really don't understand what that brother was thinking about. You know, I have a big viewpoint about that situation and about, you know, some of these situations that goes on with some of these football players and some of these athletes. But we're going to touch on that a little later. Me and your boy Leo going to definitely touch on that. We're also going to talk about the new allegations of Chris Brown and Drake being sued for $16 million. Oh, yeah, we're going to go into that, too.
Whoa.
And, bro, yeah. It's the business. We're going to get into some of the celebrity drama news, and, you know, we also going to, you know, we're going to do what we do best right now, and that's play the hits. Yeah, we got some hits for you real quick. And in lieu of the beautiful Miss Latasha Scott joining us. We're going to start you guys off with one of the hits from her former group, Escape, with Who Can I Run To? And we also got, you know, Latasha's other hit that we've been playing on the show, Bad Timing. It's the D-Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio, Celebrity Thursdays, D. Slade and L.E.O. We in the building. We got hits for you. Hopefully we'll be getting it in with Miss Latasha Scott in a little bit. Right now we got hits. It's the D-Hour Show. Let's get it.
freaky as I wanna, nasty as I wanna. I used to be a young girl, but now, baby, I'm grown up. I know just how I like it, know just how I want it. And I can tell you want me too, cause I ain't too young now, now.
Girl, I never paid no attention, but I'm hearing that you used to get goosebumps if I'm around and when my name is mentioned. For your age, you was never immature though, always into older boys. Mama told you to come up in the house, cause you rockin' too fast and you don't know them boys. When you was a babe, you was able to come out. You said you wanna feel passion with me. I told you that you were cutie, but when I look at your booty, you ain't even got ass and titties. But you were still determined to get me. Sick of me looking at you like you were relevant. And even though you thought you was old enough, I knew your mind and your body was still developing. But now it's been a couple of years. Time flew, your mind grew, and your behind grew. Ain't no question about if you a woman, I take a look at them legs, I want you in the bed. So when I ask her, do she think she ready, this is what she said.
I can get freaky as I wanna, nasty as I wanna. I used to be a young girl, but now baby, I'm grown up. Know just how I like it, know just how I want it. And I can tell you want me too, cause I ain't too young now.
I said, damn, that's cute. So I'm 5 years later, so thick and sophisticated. And I was like, damn, that's you. Could've got you in a Chevy, I knew you wasn't ready. Even though you was of age, I didn't rush you. If I knew the little girl on the block would've turned into what I was looking at now, I would've cuffed you. All swagged out, hair done with your Louboutins on. Trip up how you looking now that you done got grown. Didn't want you, now I'm wishing you was my own. Whole nother story when you got them heels out. Looking at your figure and the way you feel now. Because at first I wouldn't get by the time of day. Now I'm all in the face to see what she about. Where does she like to go, what she like to do, where is she a freak or how she like that? Is she a bust down to give a brain to run the trains or really on the right track? If I hollered at you when you was 19 or 20, you would have been sprung, cause you was too young. Now she's so fly, I ask and I hit it, that's what she sung.
I can get freaky as I wanna, nasty as I wanna. I used to be a young girl, but now baby, I'm grown up. Know just how I like it, know just how I want it. And I can tell you want me too, cause I ain't too young now, now.
RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. It's the D-Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy, D. Slate. Got my boy, Elio, in the building. The brothers of the D-Hour Show. Kicking in on this lovely Celebrity Thursday, playing the hits. You know how we do it. You just got through listening to my man, Twista, Chi-Town native. You know what I'm saying? My Chi-Town brother, Twista, with his new joint, Ain't Too Young. And then, of course, you know, I had to throw in a throwback. You know, I like to do that to you guys, you know, every now and then, put a throwback in there for you. And I had to give you some of my man's special ed when I got it made for that. It was the beautiful Miss Latasha Scott with her joint Bad Timing, which we've been playing quite often on the D Hour show because it's definitely a hit. And then before that, you heard one of the hit songs from the hit group that she was a part of, which was a stage with their hit song, Who Can I Run To? Yeah, you know how we do it. Shout out to all the peeps. Shout out to all the listeners out there right now. Shout out to my man, Jet Chronicles from Grindhard Radio. Shout out to Kano the Pyro, HME Radio. Shout out to my girl, Ebony B, Diva Spot Radio. No doubt getting it in. Leo, what's good, bro?
Nothing much, man. I'm sitting here contemplating on my crave to want to be in a boy group, a band or something like that, you know, thinking about Latasha Scott and back with Escape and everything like that. I wanted to be in a group like that.
That's how you want to start a boy band? You wanted to get out like that?
Like Frankie Lyman, the Teenagers, Temptations, all the way back then. I was like,
I like that though. We might have to talk about that. You know, we might have to talk about that. You know, in a little bit. But right now, you know, me and Leo, we're gonna touch on that a little later in the show about the boy band that we was gonna start. You know, what I'm saying, back in the day. But you know, we just got a little busy. We didn't get a chance to really do it. Yeah, that's all good though. It's cool. You know, we're gonna break it down for you guys a little later. But for right now, ladies and gentlemen, right now it's time for us to go ahead and introduce our first guest for tonight. Oh yes, I think she's in the building. Let me listen and see. Yes! Ladies and gentlemen, I think she is. You guys definitely remember her from the hit R&B group Escape. She's definitely doing her thing. She's bringing it back with her new music. And it is our pleasure to be talking to her, ladies and gentlemen. Please give a warm D Hour Show welcome to the beautiful Miss Latasha Scott.
What's up, y'all?
Hey,
how are you doing?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
All right, pretty cool.
Absolutely.
We're
first and foremost, you know, me and my man Elio want to say thank you so much for joining us tonight. It's a definitely pleasure. And an honor to have you on the show. I'm loving your song "Bad Timing." We've been playing it on the show quite often.
Thank you.
And it's going to be our pleasure to give everybody a premiere of your new song "Complicated," featuring Wale. I definitely can't wait for everybody to hear that too.
Oh yeah, okay. So that's the new one that you haven't played yet. But yeah,
"Bad Timing"
is a lot of people been hitting me on Twitter about "Bad Timing." And they say they love the song, you know, so
yeah.
Real good look.
Oh yeah, we loving it. I'm loving it. When I first heard it, I was like, yeah, I got to get that on the show. I got to get that on rotation. But we've been getting some wonderful feedback from it, and I'm so happy that you're back doing your thing again. First and foremost, I just want to say I know all the fans. For the fans, because you know it's a lot of I like to call them Similac babies out there right now that don't know who you are. You know, that's a lot of these youngins that don't know real music, and we definitely gonna touch on that a little later. But there's a lot of them that don't know real music. They kind of stuck on this new stuff. But for those that don't know, who you are, please reintroduce yourself to them.
Well, y'all know I'm Latasha, part of the group Escape. We brought you hits like "Who Can I Run To?" To share this empty space. And then we did the "What I Need From You Is Understanding."
Yeah.
And then we had, you know, "Just Kick It." "Just Kick It." You know, we had hits. So, you know, we from the night. I'm from the 90s era. Well, you know, music was real. People would sing, you could stop the music and, you know, still put it down. You know, if not, you get booed off the stage. It was no auto-tune. You know, there's a lot of things that are different, but that's the era I'm from, the realness.
Well, you just took me and Leo to church for a second. But
what you telling?
I'm glad you brought us back for a second. But yeah, you know what? I'm so happy that you said that. You know, me and Elio, you know, 90s cats ourselves. I mean, you know, we grew up on that type of music, real music, like you said, and that's the absolute truth. You know, because you know they definitely having problems with that right now, but we gonna touch on that a little bit. But first of all, tell us about your new project and what's going on with your new project and the inspiration that went into that.
Well, this new project, I have a couple of projects. You know, I have the mixtape that's coming out at the end of the month, and then I have my album that's dropping next year. For those that don't know, I've been just heavy in the studio, coming up with the heat, something that people can relate to, you know, for the women. It's really like a conversation for healing, conversation for the soul, because a lot of times, we as women, we go through a lot. So it's a lot of my personal experiences and things that my friends have gone through, I was able to sit down and write about. I got definitely R&B, a little hip-hop. You know, I got the song featuring Wale that y'all probably going to play tonight. I want people, you know, to call in and tell me how they feel about this record. But I got a mixture of things. I have a diverse album, something that people can feel, something they can relate to. And that's how I can put it out there. You know, I'm not going to name drop and say I got all these different producers or I got these rappers on there, because I want people to know that it's about the music at this point, you know. So I definitely want you guys to check it out. It's coming the top of 2013. And you guys got to just keep your ear to the street.
Oh, yeah, you already know. I mean, I know when it come out, definitely I'm going to hit you guys up, definitely, so we can get that in rotation and definitely put the heat on the streets, because real R&B needs to come back.
Tell me about it. The other day I was able to go to R&B Live here in Atlanta, and I saw Teddy Riley, and he and Blackstreet, they were performing. And it just took me back. I was just like, wow, everybody was on their feet. Everybody was on their feet just singing along to the music. And it was just a good vibe in the place. And I just felt like, you know, this is what the era that I come from, and it's time to get it back. And I felt good being there. And I said, okay, when my concert comes, you know, to town or whatever city I'm in, I want to be able to have that same feeling. Everybody's up and they're singing along. And I was just happy to be a part of, you know, R&B, real R&B. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, but you know what, Tasha? Don't get me wrong, you know, ladies and gentlemen. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking. You know, we're definitely not knocking the talented brothers, the new brothers and sisters that's putting, you know, some pretty good music out there right now. But the thing about it is, you know, we've discussed this so many times on the show. But you know, the thing about it is, music nowadays it's missing personality and it's missing originality. And, you know, the sad part about it is that you hear so many people talking about that they don't like listening to this, you know, the music that they hear on the radio. So they're subjected to listening to the old hits and the old music that they love and grew up on. And it shouldn't be that way. You know, people should be able to enjoy the new music that's coming out like we did coming up in the 80s and the 90s. You know, we enjoyed some of the new music that was coming out. And the problem these days is that when you're hearing an artist on the radio, a lot of times it's hard to even to know who it is that's singing on the radio. A lot of times you can't even tell who it is, you know. So with it lacking the personality and the originality, it's truly hard to really know. I mean, sometimes you may hear somebody you think is Beyonce and it's somebody else. You know, you think is R. Kelly and it's somebody else, and it's like, you know, you really don't know. You know, what's really going on with a lot of the music that we're hearing these days. So, you know, a lot of people and a lot of the other celebs we've had on the show, you know, Music, Soul Child, and, you know, Case and so many others, Michael Bivins, and they all talk about how, you know, a lot of the music these days, you know, people just, you know, aren't really too happy with. And, you know, it's time to bring real. You always hear all of them saying it's time to bring real R&B back. I don't know.
Yeah, you have to think about the fact that even when music was played back then, it's still timeless to this day. You know, and nowadays you buy a CD and you have one song on the album. I think that people are being cheated. You know, they're being bamboozled. So now they're like, okay, I'm not trying to buy a CD, and it makes it very hard for those people, you know, that come from the era like I did to say, okay, now they're not buying CDs anymore. And that's why you have the downloads and all this other stuff, because people just not, they're not feeling the fact that they're paying money, but they're not getting the benefits. So, you know, it's just crazy.
You know, you're right. You're absolutely right. And I just think that I'm just so thankful that artists like yourself, and you know, we got Nikki Gilbert from Brownstone coming on the show a little later, and mm-hmm. artists like yourself, you know, bringing it back and just bringing back the type of music that we love listening to. And mm-hmm. I remember, you know, having the same conversation with Al B. Shore, and you know, he said the same thing. You know, D, it's just time for us to bring it back. You know, I'm, you know, not taking away from some of the new artists, but people aren't happy these days with music, and we need to get that happiness back.
That's right. I love that. Get the happiness back.
That's real.
That's what it's about.
I got my
thing is, you know, as time has progressed, everything has become so much more simpler. Everything wants to be simplified, but as you progress back, the story is being told. The story was you were able to express yourself just a tad bit more. You were able to dig into someone else's story. Like if you're listening to a radio, you will want to dig for more, and that's what makes me want to buy an album. I don't want to buy an album for a snippet, for just something mm-hmm. to just move to at that time. I want to feel your music. I want to feel your words. And that 90s era, you felt that. You know,
mm-hmm.
especially with groups like Escape and your music that you're producing now, even just you can feel that. Just the tracks that you
mm-hmm.
play today, you can feel those, and you want to grab and you want more. When I listen to even artists like John Legend, I can respect his music because I wanted to dig for more. So
mm-hmm.
we're losing that. It's just a big trend now.
It is, and you have to also keep in mind that, you know, back then the only time people were hearing songs was when they dropped them on the radio. You didn't have them, you know, online, being able to, the iTunes and just being able to drop songs on Tuesdays and not knowing, like you said before, who the artist is. So it's a lot that's going on right now, but I think that people respect the fact that when you come back and they're used to the familiarity of your voice and the sound, and you come back and you come back with a song that's more with a message, something with substance to it, you know. So that's what people are looking for.
Valid point.
Now, Tasha, let me ask you: Have you been keeping up with some of your girls from the group, and have you been talking to them lately to see what they've been up to and what they've been working on?
Yes. Well, Tanya and I, we talk. You know, I saw her in Los Angeles. We went to have lunch together. We talk a lot, but my sister and I, we talk as well, but I really don't talk to Candy as much. I don't talk to her, so all I know is that, you know, they've been very successful in their reality shows, but other than that, I don't know if they're, you know, they're not committed to the music anymore.
Right. Now, I mean, are you a big fan of reality shows?
I can't say that I am. No, I'm not.
I got to say, you know, there may be a few reality shows that I've probably checked out. I mean, I'm more of a bigger fan of some of the musical shows, you know, American Idol, you know, X Factor,
mm-hmm.
you know, some of the
right.
shows like, but some of the other reality shows, I don't know, and I'm definitely waiting to check out Nikki's new show, R&B Divas, to see what, you know, how they're going to portray that show. But I feel like with reality shows, it almost seems like with a lot of them, that it's more scripted than reality. You know, and I think that's the problem a lot of people tend to have with some of those shows. But I definitely can't wait to check out that show to see how I was going to progress. And I've seen Atlanta Housewives and Candy on the show, and you know, I think that it was probably losing its touch a little bit, and then they brought her on, you know, to kind of bring a little bit more flavor to the show, and it got a lot more successful. When
mm-hmm.
they added her into the mix, but definitely, you know, I definitely send out congratulations to her and all the great things she's doing with that show.
Yeah, congratulations in order for anybody that's stepped outside of the group and, you know, been successful.
Oh,
the same thing with Tiny. You know, I'm proud to see that she's doing her thing with her family.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yes, doing it big. You know, her and her husband are definitely out there. Doing some great things with their family and with music and stuff like that. So they're doing good. It's really good to see a lot of you guys who are a part of such great groups and, you know, to kind of branch off and still be successful and still do the things that you're doing and still, you know, you know, make some of, you know, all, to make some of your personal dreams come true, and just work on a lot of the things that you probably wanted to work on when you were a part of the group but never really got a chance to. So it's really good to see some of those things happening. Now, with
absolutely.
Now, are there any other things that you're working on that, or there are things that are in the process of you working on besides your music?
Yes, I have my book that's coming out the top of next year as well. It's a memoir about my life. I have my foundation that's called Golden Girl that I've been working on with just mentoring young women, you know, letting them know that they first have to love themselves and just really developing and magnifying self-love and self-esteem.
Absolutely.
I have the tour that's coming the end of the year. So, yeah, I have a lot going on right now.
I hope with the tour because I'm in Arizona and my man Elio's in Philly, so I hope we get a chance to see you in our respective states.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I will be there.
Definitely hope
so
we get
you know any dates?
I don't, at the moment, I sure do not. They're putting things together right now, so I'm definitely going to be, you know, out there. So I don't know what city I'm going to be first or last, but I'm definitely going to try to hit as many cities as I can.
That's real.
Okay.
We definitely can't wait to see you. Well, right now, Tasha, we definitely want to get into your new song, Complicated, and I definitely got a couple more questions for you when we come back. But right now, we'd love to get into your new song, Complicated. Tell us a little bit about that.
Complicated is a song I think everybody can relate to. You know, you get in a situation where either the man or the female makes things complicated, but I just hope you guys like it.
No doubt. It's the D Hour Show right here on Blog Talk Radio, Celebrity Thursday. We got the lovely Miss Latasha Scott in the building with us right now. We're getting ready to kick off the D Hour Show world premiere of Complicated featuring Wale. Latasha, go ahead and introduce your song for everybody.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your girl Latasha right here. You listening to Complicated featuring Wale. Check it out.
Here we go.
Hey girl. I made you my first, you made me your last. I tried to make it work, but now my love's in your past. From the people in my life that don't mean me no good, and that's including you. It's so hard for me to figure out the man inside of you. You're trying to make it sound like I ain't giving something that I should. I'm not gonna even stress it out. I'd rather do without. I'm done. But when I'm halfway about the door, tell me why I keep
all your feelings is confiscated. I give my love and hatred to this money I've been chasing. I mean, I love you, baby, but I love my occupation. And you know my money talking, and you love my conversation. And I know your heart is sacred. I take it, I probably break it. So love me only naked. Don't need none of us thinking. I tell her that I'm leaving. She like, boy, you stand. I'm like, you crazy? She like, no, keep playing. Try to close the lever, something for Zabasos. We ain't fighting in a minute. Shawty, let's have a soap. Shawty body, you cope. Bottle body, she dope. For the guala, young palumbering, gotta get adios. I tell her I love her, don't know if I'm into it. See, my love is the strongest of beverage I've been sipping. See, my mental is different. I am heavenly gifted. She call me complicated. I can't even defend it.
Late night crying, crying.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. It's the D Hour Show, Vlog Talk Radio. That was the D Hour Show world premiere of Complicated by Latasha featuring Wale. Definitely a hit. We got the beautiful Miss Latasha Scott in the building with us right now. Latasha, how you doing?
I'm great. I'm great, man.
No doubt. Now, Leo, you got any other questions for Latasha?
I do. I have a couple of questions. My first question would be, you know, simply because one of my passions was to be in a group myself, but I know that there is struggles with groups and things like that. How do you as far as your career is concerned, did you feel more comfortable in the group, or do you feel more successful outside the group doing solo work?
Well, I just look at it as the fact that it's work. You know what I mean? I can't say it's difficult or whatever. I do at times miss the girls being there in the studio because I have to do most of the work now. You know what I mean? So back then It was Candy did the bottom note, you know, Tiny did the top note, and I would do the middle and then just bring it home on the bridge. So now it's just all me. But is there a difference? Of course, you know, I'm by myself doing it, and I love to do it. So I just, you know, it's all work, and it's all business, and it's all love at the same time.
Okay, I can respect that. Now, do you look forward to working with any specific artists in the future, or your main concern right now is you?
My main concern at this point is me, but I would love to work with Kanye in the future. And also Justin Timberlake. I think I have a diversified palette when it comes down to music, so I would love to be able to, you know, expand and go out and do, you know, collaborations with them. I think it'd be wonderful.
So why Kanye?
He's very talented. I just love the fact that he's very committed and very passionate about what he does, and it's the same thing, the same way I am about, you know, he's a perfectionist, and I would love to, you know, have the opportunity to work with him to see what it's like, how he, you know, how his brain works in the studio, how creative he is, because I love his music.
I can respect that. Now, have you ever thought about stretching outside your genre of music and going to a different section of music, maybe, you know, country, pop, or rock?
The country pop, no, but gospel. A lot of people ask me about the gospel song because that's my roots. Mm-hmm. You know, I come from the church, so that would be something that I would be interested in as well. I want to be able to do a song with Mary Mary because I know I talked to them when I was in Los Angeles, so I may have a collaboration with them on this particular album since I'm not done.
Oh,
with
wow.
It. So,
wow,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear that.
Those are my roots.
Yeah.
I can definitely hear it in your voice.
Well, you know, we got you know, somebody on the line right now, and it may have some questions for you. Let's go to the lines real quick. Caller 203-395, you're on the D Hour Show with Latasha. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, D Hour, what's going on? It's Francis Kerr.
Yo, brother, how you doing, man? Thanks so much for calling in. You got any questions for Latasha?
Yeah, man. I just definitely want to give a shout out to you because you did an interview with me a couple of months ago. So I just want to call in, give my support.
No doubt, bro. Thank you.
Of course.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
No problem. It's a pleasure, first of all, for me being on the air with you all three and all four actually. My question for you, Tasha, is seeing that the church is a part of your rule, do you think most of one of the greatest artists who are in the industry now and have been in the past has come from the rooted church? Is that something that you think is a very good position to come from, a good foundation?
It's definitely a good foundation to come from. But, you know, you hear it, even, you know, when Whitney was still here and she was gracing the stage and gracing us with her beautiful voice, it was definitely the gospel roots in her voice. So I just feel like people from the church, they sing with great conviction, and they, we go through so much, you know what I mean? And it, when it comes from the soul, it reaches the soul. So I think that's what it is. But as far as, you know, it's people that have not come from the church has, you know, been successful as well. So I can't say the church is the only means of being successful, but it's definitely a difference, and you hear it and you feel the music. You know how you go to one of those churches and they call them the sanctified churches, and they, you know, they jump up and they're just really feeling it. That's the same thing you know, we bring to the music, even though it's not, you know, gospel.
Right. And you also said that you wanted to work with Justin Timberlake, which this is an array of different artists out there. I would never have thought you would say Justin Timberlake to be one of the artists you would work with.
Yes.
Give the listeners a reason why.
Let me tell you something. That boy got so much rhythm and soul. He is very versatile. You could put him at BET. You could put him at VH1. You could put him anywhere, and the boy will show out. I just love artists that know who they are and can just take the stage in whatever genre of music it is.
It sounds like you got a crush on him. Are you fancy to Justin Timberlake?
No, I'm not fancying him. I just think he's a cool guy. No, not at all.
Absolutely. Is there any female artists you would like to work with, and besides the members of Escape, that you like to work with and do a duet with?
I thought about Alicia Keys. What she brings to the table is she's phenomenal too. Very diverse singer. She, you know, plays the piano, and she has a diverse crowd. I would like to do something with Alicia, maybe later.
No doubt.
That'd be great.
No doubt.
That'd be great. Deabra, once again, thank you so much. Natasha, thank you so much. Deabra, I'll definitely talk to you again. It's Franz Lecour again. I love your show. I love listening to it. So you guys do a great job, and best success to both of you. We'll see each other in the future and work together again in the future.
Absolutely. Franz, thank you so much for calling in, bro. Thanks for the support.
No problem, man.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Well, you know what, Natasha, I got to agree with my man. When you said Justin Timberlake, I was surprised, but not surprised, because I agree with you, Justin. I just call him a light-skinned brother you're right, he does have so much soul. He has so much rhythm, and the brother's very talented. But, you know, also, I want to know what you think about this. You know, there was a situation with Justin Bieber, because, you know, the young man is older and his voice sounds a little older now, and his music is a lot more mature. But he some people have been comparing him, his music and his sound, to Justin Timberlake, and he, you know, I guess he apparently don't like that.
Really?
And I have to admit, when I heard the song Boyfriend, I was like, damn, that sounds like a Justin hit. You know, that kind of sounds like some Justin flavor. And I mean, honestly, personally, I would figure, you know, if somebody would have told me that, I would have took that as a compliment, because that's a talented young man.
I would have took that as a compliment.
But yeah, I guess apparently he didn't really like that too much.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I
he didn't. He apparently didn't like it too much, with, you know, people kind of comparing him, his music, and saying that he sounds like Justin Timberlake. But, I mean, unfortunately, as an artist, you know, and I think a lot of these young artists got to understand, as an artist, you know, some particular time in your career, you're going to produce some music or a song that's going to resemble somebody else, and people are going to compare you to them. And if it's a serious artist, if it's an iconic artist, I would think that you would be touched by that.
Yes, because I know I would be. I mean, I don't know where he is, you know, what space he's in at this point, but maybe he just wants to be viewed as an individual. But at the same time, you know, Justin Timberlake has really made his mark, and like you said before, that would definitely be a compliment to me. I don't know. Maybe he's feeling some sort of way. I don't know. I don't know what he's feeling like, but that's crazy.
Oh yeah, definitely. Now, Tasha, my last question for you for tonight. you know, there's a lot of, you know, we cater to a lot of the local and independent up and coming artists, you know, because, you know, we feel like some of these indie artists and up and coming artists, there's so many talented ones out there, and they don't get the opportunities to have their music played on mainstream radio because, you know, and you know the deal, you know how that works, mainstream radio, but a lot of them don't get an opportunity to get their music played. And I've heard so many talented ones who I think should be on mainstream radio, but, you know, we consider ourselves the voice and the outlet for them. But for those artists like that that are coming up and, you know, dream of being in music and want to strive in being in music and want to make some hit songs, you know, what advice do you give them?
I would tell them to stay committed to their passion and to never, ever let anybody's negative opinion become their reality. And I always stand on that. It doesn't matter what they say about you. You just keep pushing forward and continue to do what you love, no matter what.
That's real. No doubt. No doubt. I agree. And hopefully they definitely take heed to that. And also, you know, we like to let everybody know, all those young artists know as well. And, you know, if you're out there performing and you hanging out with your buddies and stuff and you at some clubs, don't get drunk and start throwing bottles around because, you know, you're going to get in a little trouble. You know, you're going to get in a little trouble.
Of
Make
course.
Make sure you ain't out there doing that. Make sure you ain't doing
no
that,
way.
You know. But, if Tasha, if anybody wanted to, you know, talk to you online or listen to, you know, some of your new music, where would they be able to find you at?
I'm definitely on iTunes. And if you want to follow me, you follow me at I Am Latosha. And it's spelled LATOCHA, or go to latoshaonline.com, and
there
definitely you'll get in touch with me because I'm always on Twitter, always.
Oh yeah. Well, Tasha, I wanna first and foremost, I wanna thank you so much for joining us tonight. It was an absolute honor to have you. I definitely couldn't wait to get you on the show. It's a pleasure to have you on the show with us, and I like to extend this to all our guests that we have on the show. You're no longer a guest. The Hour Show is now your home. Anytime
you
have a key to our house now, anytime you want to stop by, you want us to play your music, we will continue to support you and everything that you do. We love you here on the show, and you're always welcome here.
All right, D. Slade, Elio, I love y'all. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Nice talking to you.
You have a blessed night, and thank you so much for joining us tonight.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
It's the D Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D Slate getting it in with the beautiful, the lovely Miss Latosha Scott joining us right there. Oh, yeah, we're getting it in. It's Celebrity Thursday. Oh, it gets real. Oh, it gets real. That was the first half, people. Yeah. You like, D Slate, what you got to show for? You and Elio up to something. Yeah, we up to something. We got more. We got Nikki Gilbert. You heard of the group Brownstone? Yes. She's been in television, film, Broadway. She's coming back to music. She has a new show getting ready to come out. We're going to be talking about that when she comes in about 15. Oh, yeah, we got it for you guys. We got it for you guys tonight. And next week for Celebrity Thursday, we got her friend and comrade and other diva. From her show, Monifa is going to be joining us next week, as well as let me hit them with an LUO. I think you guys remember a certain beautiful young lady that had a song back in the day called Nice Tea. I think you remember a beautiful young lady, that was down with Aftermath and Dr. Dre and dropped her own album. She went by the name of, I don't know, Michelle A. Yes, Michelle A is going to be joining us next week as well on Celebrity Thursday. So we got Michelle A and Monifa. So it's going to be a great show. And we're going to be getting in with them. And make sure you guys tune in to Indie Up Saturday. Oh, yeah, your boys, D Slade and Elio, are going to be back on Indie Up Saturday. For all the independent up-and-coming artist music, we got some great interviews with my man Trell Mack. We got some wonderful interviews with you guys this Saturday. So I got some great music. So make sure you guys keep tuned and stay tuned for that. And of course, this Sunday, the brothers of the Covenant Cafe is going to be getting it in with mainstream gospel artist, national gospel artist Byron Cage is going to be in the building this Sunday on the Covenant Cafe. So for all you gospel music lovers, definitely make sure you tune in. And we're just getting it in. We got some more great music coming on a little bit later. Right now, I want to finish touching on, me and Elio was talking about boy bands, you know, talking about, you know, wanting to start our own boy bands and was going to, you know, take the music by storm. Now how was you going to get down with yours, bro?
I mean, you know what? I started off with wanting to just be a background singer. I don't know if that's too many people's passions just to be in the background, but you know, that's the one that's backing up the lead and just hitting a, just harmonizing. I really enjoyed harmonizing. For some reason, the atmosphere, the feeling, you're just banking off someone else's vibe, and it's like you're not alone. It's just like in a chorus. So it was an exciting feeling in my head, I would say. So I mean, it's still a thought.
Well, you know, I mean, I feel that, bro. I feel that. I think that a lot of people, you know, a lot of them kind of started off like that. You know, some people didn't know, you know, Mary J. was doing a little something like that, you know what I'm saying, back in the day before she jumped off with her career. There were so many of them that started off as background singers and different things like that. And that's usually how a lot of them get it started. But I got to say, I don't know, man. If I would have did a boy band, you know, we would have took it back to some of the 60s and 70s, you know, groups, you know, when they were show-stopping and doo-wopping, you know, bring you back some of that Temptation flavor mixed in with a little New Edition, new flavor. We would have brought it to you guys like that. I don't know. I probably would have called my group the Show-Nuffs.
The Show-Nuff?
Yeah, we would have been the Show-Nuffs. You know, anytime you heard our music, you would have been like, Show-Nuff, them brothers is nice. Them brothers is tight. They nice with it. The Show-Nuffs. Yeah.
I can dig with that. Me and my boys back in the day, we used to play on the train. We used to do the Temptation steps. Like we'd draw so hard. Like we'd do it up. Like we'd practice the steps. Like we're in high school at this time, so we're of age and we're making fools of ourselves, but you know, that feel, just even playing around with it, it was a beautiful feeling.
Yeah, and it's just the steps, man, the coordination and the rhythm and just being all everybody together and on point with it, because the Temptations was crisp. I mean, crisp with the moves. I mean, you know, I mean, some of you guys didn't ever see it, but the moves are so tight, they were so smooth with it. If somebody messed up, they got a quick slap, and then boom, it brought them right back. You guys never saw it because that's how so smooth they was with it, with the steps and the move. And if somebody messed up, they got smacked, you know what I'm saying, and got them right back into the rhythm. You guys didn't know they got out like that. Yeah, a lot of groups do that. Pay attention, like, real close. Cause, you know, sometimes you get caught up in the steps, and if somebody mess up, you're gonna see one of the other members slap them, and they're gonna get right back on rhythm. I'm telling you, just pay close attention to it. That's how they get down. You didn't know, pay close attention to it. You'd be like, damn, D Slay wasn't playing. They just slapped so and so. He got right back into rhythm again. I'm telling you, pay attention to it. You never know. I'm telling you, but definitely real quick, you know, for those that loves nature and, you know, loves to watch some educational shows right now, and this one series of shows I'm pretty much a big fan of every year. But right now on the Discovery Channel is Shark Week. Yeah, Shark Week. And I implore all the people to check out Shark Week, so you can get some more information about sharks. All you fools that like to go out there swimming in the beaches, especially in Florida and Cali and Hawaii and Australia, you know, and some of the you know, other beaches, and you know, maybe in Texas or South Carolina or something. But everybody out there that likes to swim at the beach and get your swim on and just be so nonchalant out there swimming and not paying attention, watch Shark Week. Watch it. on Discovery
Channel. See, I'm the type of person that like to stick to the pool. I'm not a big fan of those, and so
But you know what? A lot of us brothers get down like that, Elio. A lot of us brothers don't really care too much for the beach water.
Yeah.
We don't care too much for the ocean water because it's something in our senses. It's something attached to our intelligence that tells us live fish is swimming in this water. I mean, that's what's clicking. That's what's clicking in a brother's head before he jumps into the water at the beach. That's what he's thinking about. But we know ain't no live fish in no damn pool. So, you know, we all in the pool all day.
I'm just thinking it's something on the floor. When I'm walking in the ocean, I'm like, it's something down there.
Yes.
You can sort of feel it, the seashells and everything like that. I can't do it.
Because it might be a little murky. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying, bro? It might be a little murky. You don't know what's down there. You don't know what's swimming around. And then what a lot of cats not understanding is, at some of these beaches, some of the sharks, they're getting a little close to the shore. Yeah, they getting a little close to the shore.
Look at the crocodile hunter.
Out of the water. Yeah,
look at the crocodile
out of
hunter.
The water.
He got killed by a stingray. You know,
yeah,
unintentional.
Sharks like dark meat. Y'all better stay out the damn water. I'm telling you right now. All right, we like dark meat, and so do they. Stay out the water. You know the thing that kills me though, bro. When you hear situations when cats is getting attacked by shark. Well, when there's a shark, so, I'm not gonna say attacked by a shark. I need to stop saying that, and I'm gonna explain why. But when there's a shark situation, I'll say that. When there's a shark situation, you're always hearing some of these experts say, well, you know, the problem out there is, what's really going on in the ocean is that, you rarely do sharks attack humans. Rarely do they attack humans. And what's really going on is when the swimmer is in the water, and he's paddling in the water, and the swimmer's swimming around, the shark is going to sense that as a seal. You know, he thinks it's a seal, and he's going to attack it. First of all, let me draw some knowledge on you. Okay? Because I know a shark ain't that damn stupid. Now, let me draw some knowledge on you. First of all, sometimes they say, well, they think that we may be a seal, so they attack. Okay. First of all, seals are black. They have a dark color. They look damn near black. All right? Now, if you were swimming in the water and you had a black wetsuit on, then I can understand a shark may possibly think you were a seal. But if you in the water with some bright-ass Hawaiian-looking trunks on, okay, how is a shark going to possibly think you were a seal? Yeah. Yeah, all the silence you're hearing right now, yeah, that's the stupidity evaporating in the air. Yeah, that's what that is. That's what it is. Now, look, people, you always hear people say, shark attack. It was another shark attack. I'm going to give you some words, and we're going to go to a quick music break. I'm going to give you some words of a comedian, okay, some intelligent words, some words of wisdom from a comedian. Sharks live in the ocean, okay? That's where they live, right? Sharks live in the ocean. That's their home. They live there. All right? If you're swimming in the ocean, you're in their home. You are in their house. Now, if a shark bites you or whatever the case may be, first of all, you're in their house. How is it an attack? Now, this is a shark attack. Let me paint the picture for you. You're at home. Your house. You in the shower. Okay? You in the shower. You know, you're getting your sing on. You know what I'm saying? Bottoms up, da-da-da-da-da. And you in there getting your shower on. Okay? Taking your shower. Getting your sing on. Boom. Shark come in the shower and bite you on the ass. That's a shark attack. Okay? You in the shower, shark come in the shower, bite you. That's a shark attack. You in the ocean in their home, that's not an attack. You're in their home. Okay? That's
so,
like a criminal.
So it seems to be the impossible. It seems to be impossible for a shark to attack you.
Yes. That's like a criminal breaking in your house, you whooping the criminal's ass, and then the criminal call the police and say, police, please, can you come? He's assaulting me. He's attacking me.
Agreed.
Yeah, it's all ringing in your head right now. Like, damn, these states really had to. Did you really have to drop the science on? Yeah, I had to drop the science on you like that, real quick. Had to do it. You know, sometimes people let you know, stupidity take over their natural brain function. Don't let it happen. It's a disease. Stupidity is a disease. All right, it's a disease. You be the cure. Okay, intelligence is the cure. Shark Week, stay the hell out the damn ocean. It's D-Slate, it's your boy L.E.O. We getting in here right now, Celebrity Thursday. You already know how we do it. Oh, yeah, we got another amazing interview coming up in a few minutes right now. We're gonna play a quick hit, and we'll get back. I'm gonna let you guys reminisce on this hit real quick. From our next guest that's going to be on the show. Yeah, it's a hit from the popular 90s R&B group that she was a part of, Miss Nikki Gilbert, a part of the group Brownstone. This is their hit, If You Love Me. It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio, D-Slate and L.E.O. Let's go.
I'm not looking. been about a month since you've been gone. I guess it's pretty clear that you ain't coming home. Meanwhile, I'm trying to find the strength to move on. Searching the streets, trying to find you a clone. I didn't realize that every breath I took was from you. And you were my air. And I can't be civilized, cause I don't know how to live without you. I need you here. It's like I'm holding my breath. Don't let me die, girl. I guess I messed up pretty bad. I didn't know who you were. Didn't know what we had. No. Now I'm stuck living in the past, trying to get the pieces back. But I guess now you're gone. And it hurts so bad that I let you walk away. And it's killing me slowly. I don't know where to stay. Feels like I'm holding my breath. Don't let me die, girl.
Attention all shoonistas. Looking for a hot stiletto? Are you addicted to sexy shoes? Make a fashion statement and check out the Stiletto Diva at www.thestilettodiva.com. We have what you need. The Stiletto Diva is committed to bringing you a variety of affordable, quality styles to help complete the sexy in you. We're here to assist you with bringing out the ultimate diva from head to soul. True divas wear stilettos. Visit us at www.thestilettodiva.com to find the perfect pair or for information about booking a party.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. It's the D Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D Slate, LEO, in the building. Doing what we do, playing the hits. You know how we do it. Welcome back to the D Hour Show. Getting it in for the fit in. She just got through listening to, you know, because you know we play the hits. I know y'all got to get up from the hits you just got hit with, but it's all good. You just got through listening to my man, Anwar Robinson from American Idol with his hit, Come Over. Before that, we had my man, Calvin Richardson, with You're So Amazing. Then Bobby Brown with his new joint, Don't Let Me Die. And also before that, you heard the hit song from the group Brownstone with If You Love Me. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, unfortunately in this business, you know, of what we like to call radio and interviews, unfortunately, you know, sometimes we tend to have, you know, some, you know, things that come up, you know, emergencies and different things that happen. And unfortunately, tonight, we won't get an opportunity to talk to the beautiful Miss Nikki Gilbert Daniels. We'll get a chance to talk to her tonight. She had an urgent meeting she had to go to and take care of, so we didn't get a chance to talk to her tonight. But hopefully, we can get her on the show with us next week with Monifa, and we can make it a R&B diva show. So hopefully we can talk to her next week, and you know we can get her on a show with her co-star from the new reality show series R&B Divas. Hopefully we'll get a chance to set that up. But you know, of course, you know we love Miss Gilbert, and we're going to continue to support her and play her music and support her in all her endeavors. So you know, like I said, we'll get an opportunity to talk to her. But we're definitely blessed that we got a chance to talk to the beautiful Miss Latasha Scott tonight from the group Escape. Definitely, you know, it was a privilege to absolutely talk to her. LEO, what's going on, bro?
Not so much. I'm still overwhelmed from talking with Miss Scott, man. It's more than enough, you know. And it probably would be better to have her next week and then hit us with double next week. You know what I mean? It's all good.
And it's probably going to be a pleasure. You know, the brothers is going, you know, it's, you know, we all going to be in the building, you know, next week. You know, we're going to be getting it in. So, and plus our co-host, Miss Fabulous, she's on vacation right now, but she'll be back, you know, soon. And we're going to be getting it in. She'll be back with us and hanging out and kicking it with us as usual. So is our boy CK, you know, he'll be back as well. So, don't worry about it. We're going to get it in. But, you know, D Slate and LEO will be back this Saturday for NDF Saturday. So, you know, we'll be back getting it in with the indie artists and, you know, playing some of that in the hot new indie music. But, you know, LEO, we talked earlier, man, about the brother, Chad Johnson, formerly Ocho Cinco. You know, being in trouble, you know, the whole situation with his wife and had a domestic violence situation with his wife. And then the brother, you know, got a domestic violence charge with that. And, you know, all the sports fans, football fans know that he had just signed with the Dolphins not too long ago, earlier, a couple of months ago, but because of the whole domestic violence situation, the Miami Dolphins dropped him, cut him from the team. There's allegations that, you know, some of his endorsements have dropped him, and also allegedly his wife, Miss Lozada, filed for divorce. You know, allegedly stating that, you know, Chad, you know, needs some help. I guess, you know, like I said, when it rains, it pours. That's unfortunately, you know, unfortunate that that happened to Chad, this whole situation. I really hope that the situation that happened between him and his wife wasn't on purpose. And hopefully he's able to get through it. But, you know, what I'd like to say, I know LEO definitely going to spit some knowledge on it, but what I'd like to say for all those individuals out there, you know, who hears about these situations, man, what a lot of you cats, especially a lot of you up-and-coming athletes, you know, out there that wants to play football and basketball and baseball and different things like that, but what a lot of you guys need to understand is that when you sign a contract with a professional team, you represent them, okay? You are a representation of them. So when you sign this contract with them, you're a representation of them. When you're out there in the public eye doing what you do and mingling with people, you are a representation of that entity. And when you do something negative, you know, like get a criminal charge or anything, you know, silly like that, then now this entity, this team that you just signed this contract with are thinking, now they're like, okay, this cat is with us, he's representing us, and he's out there making us look bad by doing something like that. Now you're in jeopardy of losing your contract, losing your money. You got endorsements from these big-time product companies that's saying, you representing our product, man. Nah, we can't have that. We got to drop you. And now you're losing more money, you know. So I'm going to tell you like this, you know, in street terms, leave the hood at home, okay? Leave the hood
perfect
at home.
Words. The perfect
you know
words.
Leave the hood at home, plain and simple. Leave it on the street, okay, because you don't need that when you're out there as a professional athlete playing on a professional team. They don't need that. Leave the hood on the streets. Leave it at home. What you think, Elio?
I just think he definitely has to recollect himself and take that time out to really think about what has been done. And because I was just literally about to ask you, do you really think he deserved losing all those endorsements? But just, you know, listening to it and then contemplating on what you said, he does deserve that. You know, he cannot represent someone of that level, professional level, doing the thing
that
he's doing. He really has to think next time before he allows himself to get to that point. Because if this stuff like this just doesn't happen, so this has to been built up. So what he should have done was detracted himself from the situation a long time ago before this happened. If he felt this aggression and felt this type of way, he should have subtracted himself or at least take that time out to get itself together, because that's all that is. Inflicting pain on someone else, that's all within. That's something you felt personally. So he needed to get itself together. You know, you got to really evaluate yourself.
And you're right, bro. I think that if his wife did, you know, make that statement that he needs help, she's right, because You know, the thing about it is, like I said before, man, you guys represent you professional athletes, you represent a professional team. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and I hope he wasn't shocked, you know what I'm saying, with the whole outcome, because I feel like, dude, first of all, what y'all got to, I mean, these cats not understanding. Domestic violence these days is serious, man. You know, I'm going to say, I know so many brothers done said it. You know, some of my friends have said it before, and I'm gonna throw out the cliche statement: OJ then messed it up for everybody. Okay. OJ has messed it up for a lot of men. Okay, and this whole because after that whole situation, they started to take domestic violence very seriously.
Which it is.
Very serious. You know, so a lot of y'all brothers need to get it together. And I say this to the youngins, I say this to the kids all the time. It ain't that much damn anger in the world. It ain't that much anger in the world, man. it ain't that serious. You know, and if you're going to get your drink on, if you're going to enjoy you a drink, you know, why you got, I don't understand why do you drink to a point where you can't remember where you are, you can't remember what you're saying or remember what you're doing. Man, really?
And there's really no excuse. You know your limits. People know your limits.
Why do you have to get that drunk? Why do you have to get that drunk? That's not even.
Because they probably feel some type of way about their life.
And bro, Elio, I'm gonna hit him with some more knowledge, bro. I'm gonna hit him like this. I'm gonna drop something else on you. For those that think so, you got problems. Let's be real. Alcohol don't taste good. Plain and simple. I'm gonna hit y'all with the. It don't taste good. Everybody, it's good. No, it ain't. Stop lying. You drink alcohol to get your tipsy on.
To get your buzz on.
That's why a lot of cats drink it. Don't sit there and say alcohol is tasty and it's good to drink. No, it ain't. It's not.
Cause you can't sit there and drink a glass of alcohol with your plate of food. I can't do it personally. It's not my taste. I'd rather have some juice.
It's not tasty. You know, maybe some of the wines, you know, wine, okay, you know, we're talking made, you know, with grapes and fermented. I mean, that's a little different. Wine is a little different, okay? And plus, the reason why I must put that out there saying that wine is different because a lot of doctors recommend wine for heart, you know, for your heart and heart conditions. But, alcohol is different, plain and simple. Alcohol ain't tasty. If you think so, you got a problem. You got a problem. Also, bro, Elio, did you hear? It was a single. I know people are gonna be like, D. Slade, I know you're playing with me. For those that don't know, it was a single winner for the Powerball, bro.
What?
It was a single winner for the Powerball. $300 million.
I gotta check the numbers. I definitely did play.
Over $300 million, man. I'm telling you, you lucky SOB.
That's something. That's something to work with. You might as well fall back, quit your job, and do what you got to do with yourself.
A single winner, bro.
Wow.
It amazes me every single time I hear stuff like that.
I'm just trying to hit for a couple thousand. A million is amazing, but I'll settle for a few thousand.
Man, you know, give me $5 for a Subway, something. Damn, give me something. Give a brother something. You know, I'm like over $300 million to a single winner for the Powerball. That's ridiculous.
Now, has that winner come forth?
I think they might have, I'm not sure yet. But you know what, bro, also I heard about there was a young lady who had won the Mega Million. She won like over 100 mil. And they said she had, you know, after a while she went into hiding, changed her phone numbers, told the media to leave her alone. That's why I would ask you. She went into hiding, bro, changed her number, told the media to leave her alone, total media silence. What do you think about that?
I mean, I totally agree. I agree. I'm not sure of her standpoint, her neighborhood, and the people that she surrounds herself with. But people, when it comes to money, it's greed. It's spitefulness. It's hatred. And I do think money is the root of all evil. And you know, the people around her would definitely change. Those people that was there for you at one time just has their hands out now. You know that
money is the all evil, like my man Elio said. He's absolutely right. It's the root of all. I can't hate on her. Media silence. Changed her number. I'm going to put it to you like this. If your boy won, I'm going to hook the immediate family up. I'm gonna hook my child up. Yeah. Hook them up. Immediate family. Hook them up.
Because, I mean, you got people getting killed over the weekend.
And And then you might have to go into immediate silence because, you know, family members going to come out of the woodworks.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying? That sixth and seventh cousin, first and second removed, going to be trying to holler at you. Old friends you ain't talked to in I don't know how long. Friends that you didn't know you was friends with.
They just miraculously get your number.
Right. Going to be trying to holler at you, ladies, because you may be an ugly brother. You know what I'm saying? You may be Craig Mack messed up. You know what I'm saying? And cats going to be, women going to be coming out of the woodworks trying to talk to you.
Exactly.
Baby, you so sexy. Mentally, she's saying, money, you so sexy.
I mean, just look at the Flavor of Love.
Oh, my goodness.
That's money right there. For somebody just to think he's just a sex symbol,
Elio, you done said a mouthful, brother. You done said a mouthful. Y'all heard what he said. He done said a mouthful. Also, too, I mean, I can't hate on it because I would have told the fam, the media fam that are hooked up, bro, I'm going to tell you how I do it. I would have told the media fam, look, I'm hooking y'all up with this. Boom, boom, boom. Here you go. Good luck in your futures. Don't ask me for no more. And if you tell anybody, Elio, I'm coming at them like this, bro. If you tell anybody that I gave it to you, I get a call, somebody asking me about the money, and saying, oh, so-and-so, I swear on everything. I'm telling you.
It'll be so hard for me to even tell my media.
This is what I tell them. I'll be like lost. I swear, you will never ever find me. You will never find me. I'd be like John Travolta and Nicolas Cage. It'd be face off in this piece. I get a face look. You will never find me. Tell somebody I gave you the money. I swear, you would never find me again.
See, I don't know. I just had to make up a whole lie, get myself a whole new life story. Say I got a new job. And
I'll be like, boy. And I tell them that. I'll hook them up. I'll be like, boom, here you go. Don't tell them I gave you this. If they ask where you got it from, you better come up with the greatest lie you would have ever told.
Say the Lord. The Lord gave it to me.
There it is.
It's a blessing. That's what God take it like that.
I tell them that. You tell somebody I gave it to you, I'll be like Dark Man in his piece. Be like, Dark Man, you'll never find me. I can't, like I said, I can't hate on her, man. I can't hate on her for the media silence and not changing the number, not wanting nobody to know where she was. I can't hate on that, man. Because, you know, like Elio said, you know, it's the cliche. The money is the root of all evil. And that's the realest talk we could ever talk.
Oh yeah, what happened with the Chris Brown and
Oh, Elio, you just said it, bro. Here we go. Let me hit y'all with this knowledge real quick. Let me see if I can possibly find the details. But allegedly, Chris Brown and Drake are being sued for $16 million.
What does that mean? Did they do to get sued for $16 million?
I'm gonna tell you, bro. I'm gonna tell you. Let me see if I can find the business.
I know they had the money to do so, but that's still a lot.
Let me see if I can get the details for you. You know your boy D Slate got to give y'all the real details. All right, here we go. Here we go. All right, now here we go. All right, let's see. All right, let me see. Chris Brown, Drake sued by Greenhouse Nightclub for $16 million over brawl. Here we go. Manhattan, the troubled Soho Club, that was the scene of the bottle hurling brawl between Chris Brown and Drake's, because Possessed has accused the musicians of ruining its reputation and torpedoing a $4 million deal to expand its brand around the country. The owner of Greenhouse is suing Brown and Drake for $16 million, claiming they ordered their beefy security teams to throw highball glasses laden with alcohol and shattered the handles of bottles of spirits to use as makeshift knives during the June 14 melee. Entertainment Enterprises, which is registered to club owner John Bocci, filed the lawsuit in Manhattan Supreme Court Tuesday, saying it owns the federal trademark to Greenhouse. Before the June 14 dust-up, Entertainment Enterprises had reached an agreement in principle with other business to license the Greenhouse name and to brand the nightclubs around the country, the lawsuit says. The business was primarily interested in the cachet and prestige associated with the Greenhouse marks, lawsuit says. But Entertainment Enterprises claims the interested party called off the deal when it learned of the musicians mainly, explaining that the Greenhouse marks were now associated with the kind of violent, life-threatening riot engaged by Brown and Drake, and what they are now worthless. Okay, that's the company line, okay, what you guys just heard. I'm going to call that the company line. Now, let your boy D. Slay tell you what I really think is going on. Not too long ago, we also heard about Tony Parker of the San Antonio Spurs being in a club when that happened. His eye was injured. And then also we have allegedly heard that Tony Parker's people was suing the club owner for $20 million. Okay? Here we go. I'm going to tell you what I think happened. First of all, I think that Tony Parker's lawyer came at the club owner like that because he was probably like, look, dude, our dude got injured. Our client got injured and could have lost an eye or could have messed up his basketball career. And also, you let these dudes get out of hand when you could have threw them out when it started to escalate. But you didn't throw them out.
Mm.
And we think you probably didn't throw them out because you were trying to create a celebrity connection and rapport with these cats so, you know, they can hook you up in the future with, you know, maybe coming back or bringing some other celebrity friends to boost the sales and the reputation of your club. So when these cats got into it, instead of just doing what you do normally do and throwing these cats out before it escalated, you let it escalate. Our dude got injured. Boom. It's your fault. We're suing you for $20 million. Now, the club owner dude is probably thinking, oh, hell no. These dudes are the ones that started this mess. No, damn that. Yo, these cats trying to sue me? No, I'm finna sue these dudes.
That sounds absolutely right. Because at first when you was reading the story and I was thinking about it, and I was like, all right, I just thought it was a shite still all together. Like the club owners blaming it on these two guys because of their status. That's what I thought it was for. And I was like, ah, no, throw it out. You're just trying to get money. Because obviously you could have stopped it, but now that you're doing the Tony Parker case, I'm pretty sure 9 out of 10 times that's exactly what happened. He doesn't have the $20 million to give Tony Parker, and then he knew he was wrong. They had to get the bottles from somewhere. They don't bring bottles into the club.
Right.
You get bottles at the club.
Exactly.
So,
but I think I just hit y'all with the real knowledge. Because what you guys just heard that I just dropped on you was the company line. I like to call it the company line, okay? The media line. No, I think what happened is that them cats was suing the club owner, and the club owner was like, damn that, it's these dudes' fault. I'm suing them.
That's what it is, right there.
These dudes ain't going to sue me for no $20 million, and it's these dudes' fault. They're the ones that started it and started this melee. No, I'm suing them, plain and simple.
There you go.
I think that's the real talk. I think that's what happened. You know, and I gotta put blame, but you know the realness of it all. I gotta put blame on everybody, man. I agree well, what I said earlier, you know, as far as what I think happened, yeah, it is the club owner's fault. Yeah, I get it, man. It's Chris Brown and Drake, two of the most popular music celebrities right now. Okay, so I get it, man. You wanted to have a great rapport with these dudes because you wanted to keep a great relationship with them to help build the reputation of your club and bring in more money. That's cool, man. I understand that. It's a businessman. Looking at it as a businessman aspect, I understand that, okay? But these cats get into it in a stupid brawl. Bottles get thrown, broken, and thrown around. Tony Parker, million-dollar man Tony Parker with the San Antonio Spurs, one of their superstar players, gets injured, okay? These cats get into it. You and your bouncers didn't kick them out like they should have, as if it was me and Elio throwing bottles around, we'd have got our ass beaten, kicked out.
We would have got locked up. We would have got locked up before we even started.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, and a club like that, and a club of that status, come on.
It would have been
everywhere.
It would have been a wrap on us before it even got started. It would have been a wrap. But these cats go ahead and the club owner let it escalate, and now boom, here you go. Now you in a situation. Tony Parker's eye is injured. You getting sued. You taking a step back. Hell no, it's these dudes' fault. I'm suing them.
So it was a direct beef between Chris Brown and Drake.
Yeah,
like going head to head.
I don't think they. Not sure if they was going head to head. I think it was mostly Drake's camp and Chris Brown's camp.
Ah, okay. All right. That seems more logical for that to go down like that. People beefing, and then it's their whole entourage. But it's also just like even going back to the Ocho Cinco Chad Johnson thing. It's about being professional. You got to conduct yourself in a professional manner once you're representing something else.
Basically. So hopefully these cats get it together, man, and hopefully this nonsense will be over with. But we're on the wind down time, ladies and gentlemen. I want to take this opportunity to give a special shout out and blow a kiss and a special thanks to the beautiful Miss Latasha Scott for joining us tonight on the show. They had a great time with her, and make sure you guys definitely check her out on Twitter. I am Latasha. Make sure you guys check her out on Twitter. Keep up with her and everything that she's doing. And, you know, look out for the new her mixtape and her album dropping. Make sure you guys keep an eye on that. And shout out, to our girl Nikki Gilbert. Hopefully we'll be able to get her on the show with us next week with Monifa. Hopefully we'll be able to get her on that same show. That'll be a lovely show. As well as thanking you guys, the listeners and the supporters of the D Hour Show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in with us. It's always a pleasure and an honor for us to give you guys great radio. D Hour Show, internet radio, that's the real radio. So you guys better keep listening. You never know who's going to be on the show. Me and Elio will be back this Saturday for Indie Up Saturday, getting it in with the indie artists, playing some great indie music. We got some more amazing and ridiculous. And we're going to be getting it in. Elio, any last comments for the people, bro?
Not so much. Everybody stay safe. Think smart. Think professional. And I'll do what to do. And that's it.
There it is. Stay safe. And also, be looking out. Your boy D-Slay, Elio, and CK, we got a huge D-Hour Show Poetry Showcase show, radio show coming up on September 18th. It's going to be huge. Make sure you guys keep the ears out. The poets out there that want to be involved, make sure you contact myself, Elio, or CK, Chris Kaiser. Make sure you contact us about the showcase, and we'll give you the information about it. But be on the lookout. It's going to be an incredible showcase. We got some we're rocking some serious poetry that night. So make sure you guys keep it locked. It's the D Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio, another wonderful edition of Celebrity Thursday. We'll see you guys this Saturday. Please enjoy the rest of your night. Stay blessed and be safe.
All right.
Yeah. It's your boy sound, reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs, so yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the Starship, the hottest station show. I love the underground artists. Yeah.